And so they set their wedding date for the 20th of the next month and waited till they got their schooling. And now I don't have any, and I don't think they do have any regrets of waiting because that's what they wanted too.
Yeah.
And then my baby boy, Carl, he was born January the 21st, 1956. And he has another year in high school. He had mononucleosis, you know what I mean? That just takes everything out of you. In the second year he went to high school, he took it, and then he had a relapse and had it again. And he just, he would go to school and then we would have to go get him. He would go maybe Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And maybe on Wednesday I'd have to go get him. He just couldn't drag it along. Doctor told him, said, you never are going to get no better if you don't quit and lie in bed. And he said, no, I got to go to school. I got to go to school. And I said, well, I want you to get a good education. But I said, I'd rather have a healthy dumbbell than to have an educated child and a dead child. And I said, you just going to have to stop. And but he never did stop. And we tried to get a private teacher out here to teach him, you know what I mean? But they're scarce as hen's teeth around here. We never could get a private teacher. So he missed that year. He just, he went to school. He drove to school all the year, as many days as he could. But he just couldn't make it. So whenever he started back to school, well, he was feeling better. And he just goes like fighting fire. You see that big old 6'3" boy? Yeah, he's going by leaps and bounds. He's never still. And he's working during the summer months for Kmart stores.
He's the one that won all those trophies.
Yes,
a lot of
we're very proud of him. See, he went to Cherokee High School where all my other children went here in Cherokee County. All my other children graduated from that school. They started that school, they graduated from that school. And the everyone went to the elementary Woodstock school here where my husband went. My husband, the teacher that taught my husband in the first grade, taught my children in the first grade.
You're kidding.
That's right.
What's her name?
Ms. Gynell. She lives right out here, this next farm to ours out here. And she taught Woodstock Public Schools the first grade. And she taught my children. And she taught him when he was a child. And
oh, that's nice.
I just think that's real nice.
It is.
And, but this year, we have a new Eddywall High School that's been built here in Woodstock to kind of take some of the load off of the Canton High School. We don't have but the two high schools in this county.
So Carl goes to that
So he goes to Eddywall High School. He started last year. He just loves it over there.
He does?
Yes, he did.
Oh, well, good.
That's where he won that trophy for being the... He won the Athlete of the Year at Eddywall High School over here this year for playing basketball and football.
Well, he likes school a lot.
Yes, he's just crazy about it.
What do you think he'll do after he goes?
Oh, he talks about that he's going to that old cow college too, but I hope and pray that one of them will go to some other college. You know, we have Kennesaw Junior over here that's just over in Cobb County. And it's a division of the university system of Georgia, you know. And I've been trying to get him. He just has to go for three subjects to finish his high school units this next term. And I'm hoping that he will go to Kennesaw Junior and take a few courses in order to help him when he goes on off to college. You know what I mean? And he wants to go where he can play basketball or football.
Oh, he should. Maybe he'll get a scholarship.
Well, I don't know. I want him to work for part of it. We send them to school. We educate them. I tell my children whenever they are given good help, good mind, and their arms and legs will work, their body will work, and they're given a education, that it's just plain laziness if they don't make their own way then. That